This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You want to win some HTO, free iced tea, sweet or unsweet, and a free iced or hot coffee drink? All you got to do right now is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. These will be good for either Wichita location or in Derby. You can enter once per day. Message and data rates apply. That's tea to the short code 20357. IHOP hotline back open for you at 869-1240 for a couple more minutes. Brought to you by IHOP, official breakfast partner of Xbox. Try that fully loaded French toast at IHOP. All right, TJ, you sent this to me here. It looks like KU is going to be in the Players Era Championship out in Vegas in 2025. Shouldn't surprise us. We thought this was coming. And so we'll remind you that this, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the tournament now where it comes with its own like separate NIL opportunities tied to it. And I think this is really interesting to watch and see. You'll get an in-season tournament here, which for Kansas fans, it just provides the chance to play some really good teams early in the year. And for the players and coaches, it makes it easier to recruit players there because they get invited to a tournament like this where you could earn a little cash on the side.
Yeah, basically. So there was 12 teams in it this last year, and they just added four more teams or whatever it was, some unreal number amount of teams. I just tweeted it out that there's a 16 teams are in the field, and 12 of them are currently ranked in the latest AP poll, and like eight of them are top 15. So it's an unreal field. And so it's what KU does already. They already play a bunch of great teams. This is going to give you even more, and it's going to be awesome. So basically how it works is, they have to follow all the NCAA regulations and everything. So there's a bunch of bylaws, and the way that they do things is going to be different. But basically, they're going to raise a bunch of money off of ticket sales. They're going to raise a bunch of money off a TV deal they have with TNT, I believe. And that's pretty much going to kind of get paid out to the players in different NIL deals one way or another. So it makes a ton of sense. And this is the way, in my opinion, we just kind of talked about this before the break of, NIL became pay to play and everything like that. This is what, people were kind of asking for all along. Nobody was asking for Joe Schmo to have to donate $50 to the collective to try to keep Jace Brown at K-State or whatever. Asking for the 102,000 people that were at Kyle Field that maybe a little bit of the money should have gone to Johnny Manziel.
And that will come through revenue sharing, but I think even more to your point, like these are the kinds of opportunities that take nothing away from us as fans. In fact, it enhances our fan experience because you're going to see these great games. This is what should be happening with bowl games, by the way. If you want to talk about bowl games and how do you get kids to play in them and do all that, you pay the kids to play in them. You pay them. Bowls make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. That's why they're around. So take a portion of that and give it to the players. If you want them to play in an exhibition game that they didn't sign up for, then you pay and you'll get better participation. You'll get better games. You'll get all of that. That's why college basketball has a tremendous opportunity here to become a larger revenue generator, I think, for these schools, because it's always been overlooked. You can't like weeknight programming like this is so dang valuable. And I hope schools are able to take advantage of it. And it'll help some of these things we're talking about when they're trying to come up with new money. That's why Brett Yormark being in charge of the Big 12, the timing is good because he's been at the forefront of this kind of stuff. Not that this has anything to do with him, but this sort of idea is the next frontier for college basketball. Make it a bigger deal. Men and women. By the way, the women are doing this tournament too. I don't know how many teams are in theirs. They announced their first four teams, I believe, yesterday that will be in this. There is massive potential here, and it will be good for everybody, mostly the fans, because now that field, come on, those are like you're gonna be locked into that. That stuff matters. The NBA Cup doesn't really matter to, but this matters to teams' resumes. It matters to whether or not you could make the NCAA. There's a lot on the line for a tournament like that. So I love it. I think it's gonna be cool, and I can't wait to watch it. I didn't watch it this year, but I will next year if Kansas is in it, obviously. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up. We'll tell you what's on the network today. Sports Daily coming right back.